You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR and get twice the RAM. That's right, twice the RAM. And if you max out your RAM and use the code 2MORDOR, you should be able to get a little bit of a rebate back. And you help the podcast out at the same time. We get a nice little stipend. We appreciate that. And that's it. We're also brought to you by the following people. You. You all. We're brought to you by you all, because you all are so awesome.
I can't hear anything, and I think I'm off.
What do you mean you can't hear anything, and you think you're off? I can hear you, and you're on.
All right. I'll just take these off, then.
Oh, you know what? I unplugged your headset. Hold on.
Okay.
No, you can keep talking, though. Hi, right. I'm Merrick, and you're listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, where we kind of befuddle everything and make you wonder why we actually do a podcast in the first place.
Who knows?
I don't. So, this is episode 193.
Yep.
We're a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. And what did you do this week, Golden Star?
Well, Hoppy Dumb and Lady Dumb are still with their twin babies. This week, So Dumb, Dummy Dumb, and I went and did a three-man instance. We did the warg pens. I don't think I've ever done the warg pens before. At least I don't recall doing the warg pens before. And we went through it. It was nothing. I think So Dumb was like, I remember this being difficult. And we're all like, it was a piece of cake. But he said he thinks that he did it with, like, dumb people before. Like, not actual dumbs, but, like, special people before. Like, they didn't have a set tank, they didn't have a set healer. It was just everybody was like, we just do everything and we're just gonna go in here. So our highly trained group of three dumbs, we had the guardian, the minstrel, and the burglar went through, had no problem. Although it was kind of funny that we were fighting the final warg boss dude, and all of a sudden my connection started tripping out, and apparently in Ventrilo at that same time, Dummy Dumb said, this would be so much harder without silvers. And then I dropped, like, as if he called it. And I didn't actually disconnect. I could see everybody else still fighting. I disconnected from the chat server, so I couldn't, like, talk to them. And I couldn't, like, they weren't answering me on Ventrilo. So I think our internet kind of went wonky here. But I did come back, and they're like, oh, she's back on it. And I was like, that was really weird, because I was still seeing everybody fighting except me. Anyway, other than that, after that, we went back to Creepside, because it wasn't a very long dungeon. We got it all done. We had a good time. We're like, let's go do the Creepside. I didn't have so much good times on the Creepside this time. In fact, I was being, like, one-shotted a lot, which was not awesome. It was funny, like, the first time, where I was like, ha, that guy hit me for, like, 28,000. And then, repeatedly, that warden just kind of knew that I was easy sauce and was felt like I was being targeted.
Easy sauce.
So it got frustrating for me, and so I was just kind of like, I'm done. So other than that, I really haven't played. I haven't even really done a whole lot of the anniversary festival. Although my burglar Silvers did win a Warsteed appearance. That thing from the envelopes. So Golden Star didn't get it yet, but she wore it. And I was kind of like, ugh. But the thing is that we've been playing our dumb so consistently that she's only like, what, 6-7 levels away from being able to use the Warsteed appearance. So it's really not that big of a deal. So yay, I got the thing.
I like the thing.
Yes, I got the Warsteed appearance, but not on my minstrel yet. But honestly, this week, I get home from work and I'm so exhausted, I just been going to bed. Oh, and I've been playing a lot of Tomb Raider.
Yeah, you played a lot of Tomb Raider.
Because that game was so much fun.
The new one, the reboot, or the origin story, I guess.
I've never played any of the old Tomb Raiders, so I have nothing to compare it to. Are they all that like that?
I never really played the first ones, but I, from what I remember, it was basically you running around with two guns, killing stuff. It's been a long time since I played
one. I played mostly with the bow and arrow. I was a big...
It wasn't like that.
A Katniss Everdeen.
I don't think it was like that. I think it was more action-based.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever played it. I think that, I don't know. I think that maybe, like, me or maybe it was my mother didn't like the whole big boobies with, like, no personality thing.
What? What's wrong with that?
But the reboot was excellent. I don't know anything about the previous ones, but this game was very, very well done, and I really, really liked it.
Mozart 12 says, the new one is less toomy and less puzzly.
Less toomy. Well, there's toomies. I found lots of secret tombs, but it had like a huge story arc. Anyway, I liked it. And I thought there was a lot of puzzles in there. There were some puzzles that stumped me. Anyway, this is not the Tomb Raider show. This is the Lotro show. So what did you do this week?
I'm not sure I did very much at all, to be honest with you. I think I played my Warden maybe some during the XP boost. And I think that's about it. I don't think I did much other than that.
Okay.
So, yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, I don't even know where the week went.
It seemed like this week went very quickly, didn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what... I don't...
My work's been kicking my butt lately.
Yeah, I don't know what I did this week. I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Crazy.
I went to the gym, and I slept, and I went to work, and...
I went grocery shopping yesterday. I usually do that on Tuesdays. It's been such like a hectic, crazy week. Anyway, it's Saturday and we can relax and talk Lotro with you. Shall we go into the town crier?
Sure.
And now the town crier.
All right, probably the biggest news of the week is that Helm's Deep, Lotro's fifth expansion, was announced. And, well, we have basically a press release. And what we know is that level cap raised to 95. There will be, quote, I'm going to quote it for you, but, quote, new skills. Updated class specializations, whatever that means.
Well, I thought we already knew those were coming.
Right.
Something different?
We don't, as far as the class specializations, we think that they'll probably be move to something like mounted combat. We don't know exactly what it's going to be. Mounted combat.
Oh, they're just talking about like the traits? I thought that
they don't
were just...
know. Okay. We don't know.
Okay.
I think people are hoping that it's the traits.
Okay.
Mounted combat will be available in the new regions. The Westmint of Rohan is the area that will be opened up. They mentioned like the capital of Edoras, Dunharrow, the fortress of Hornburg and Helm's Deep. The epic story will continue to restore King Theoden, and it's scheduled for release actually this fall.
Yes.
And I got to say, I'm a little bit surprised. I didn't think that they would get an expansion out this year.
It's a late announcement for them. I think they announced like in January or something last year. So maybe they just like learned that extra 4 months of hype didn't really help our anticipation. So they were like, let's just do it.
Well, if you think about it, they did announce it, and each time they've been like, we have nothing to show you at PAX East, and we have nothing to show you at E3.
Well, I think that they wanted to announce it early before so that they would draw some interest maybe at PAX East and E3 and whatever, but now they can be like, let me just show you what we got.
Yeah.
And they also had like the update 11 stuff they could be. But anyway, are you excited about Helm's Deep?
I'm not excited about it. I am. I'm interested in seeing what goes on. And I liked Rohan quite a bit.
Okay.
It's hard
that
for me to be...
That is not excitement.
It's not... It's hard for me to be excited when everything's so vague.
Okay. Well, are you excited to see the Battle of Helm's Deep?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I mean, we have to see the Battle of Helm's Deep.
I'm wondering how they're going to do it, because it can't all be... gated by a raid.
Well, didn't they say fight and defend Helm's? Okay, this is a quote, by the way. Fight and defend Helm's Deep starting at level 10 as your character enlists as a soldier in the Battle of the Hornburg. Most massive conflict yet in the Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah, I think it'll be very interesting to see what they do. It sounds different than what they've done before.
Level 10, that's pretty crazy. I mean, they want to include everybody into this, essentially, because you get out of the intro at level 5.
Yeah.
So pretty much everybody gets to be a part of the Helm's Deep. Is it going to be a one-off, like a skirmish that everybody can kind of join? Is it going to be a zone that everybody goes to? I mean, I know you don't know. I'm hypothesizing. You can hypothesize with me.
I hypothesize I don't know.
You are no fun at hypothesizing. You still get hypotheses.
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, so we don't know a whole lot, but we got the press release. We know it's coming. I'm excited about Helm's Deep. Helm's Deep is a huge thing, and how it'll be portrayed. I mean, I know in Peter Jackson's version the elves were there, but the elves are not supposed to be there. And what about all the dwarves and hobbits that we have running around? Is my Golden Star not going to be allowed to be there as a hobbit? Is she going to have to be a Rohan soldier?
I don't know. Glurdel says it will be a drama. Or thinks that it'll be a drama.
But how will level 10s be involved in the fight? If it's a drama.
I don't know. It could be something like when you meet the Rangers and it's kind of like when.
Like a session play?
Yeah, something like
that. Like a multiplayer session play?
I don't know. I mean, it could be. Or it could be each area is kind of something different. Maybe they have like it's segmented into different things, or I don't know.
We're totally guessing, guys. No, just so you know, clue. And Merrick is not good at guessing today. His whole answer for everything is I don't know.
Want to suppose about something I don't know about. I would hate to spread any rumors.
On to Bull Roar news.
All right. Bull Roar update 11 release notes were released last week with the release of update 11 on Bull Roar. How's that for release?
You said release like 7 times.
I know. I said it twice and I was like, how many times can I fit it in there?
Okay, so Bull Roar is now on Bull Roar now has update 11 installed on it. This is an open beta, so anybody can log in and play with it if they want to. And what we know that is currently on Bull Roar that they have announced is there's a new launcher that will no longer require .NET 1.1.
It's actually pretty cool. I like it.
The new launcher?
The new launcher is pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
It shows you different statuses of like percentage of updating and downloading. It's pretty nice. They did a good job. It's really nice.
Oh, cool. The new region of Wildermoor? I guess Wildermoor. That sounds
wilder.
Yeah. Literal podcast is literal today. There's new quests, new war bands, a new series of endgame activities and rewards. Those are in quotes. We don't know what that means exactly, or at least I don't know what that means exactly. The epic story is going to continue. Mounted combat's yellow tree is being integrated into the base war steed, and all classes will be getting a specific yellow tree.
Was this necessary, though? Because, I mean, everybody kind of had enough points to get it. I guess if people were doing it anyways, it kind of makes it a little less ambiguous. But
they're replacing the yellow tree with there's not like a third yellow tree, right?
Right.
Okay. Hobbit Presents will be released. In case you don't know, Hobbit Presents are... Did we talk about this last week?
Yes.
Okay. So listen to last week, because I'm not rehashing this stuff.
Yeah.
We talked about Hobbit Presents last week, and we don't really know much more other than like everybody gets a silver one a day and VIPs get a gold one a week. That's pretty much all I know about it anyway.
Right.
Alerts panel have been revamped. Housing upkeep can be paid further in advance with Mithril coins. Houses that haven't paid upkeep for more than 6 months will go into foreclosure. The bug reporting tool has been updated, and they added some more things that Mithril coins can buy, so whatever.
Right. Also, I should also mention that houses will also be able to go into foreclosure. So if you do
Didn't
not...
Didn't I say that?
No, we said it can be paid further in advance. Oh, okay. No, you
and
did.
And go into foreclosure.
All right, so, however, about the houses that go into foreclosure, if there is a house that has not been paid for 6 months, after the release, there will be a 2-month grace period. So they won't immediately go into foreclosure. There's going to be 2 months of grace. And then land rush to get the house that you want.
Land rush!
Yeah, and everything that is in the house will go into escrow, so...
And it doesn't go, like, if you get into escrow now, like, if you get locked out, I think you only get, what, a couple weeks before they dump all your stuff. If you foreclose and get escrowed, it's supposed to not go away.
Yeah, it's supposed to be permanent.
Right, so if you just, like, left the game and lost and didn't pay your upkeep, you would go into a foreclosure, but you wouldn't lose your stuff.
I think that's a pretty good compromise. What do you think?
I think so, too. Because you don't want to upset your old players who come back and be like, where'd all my stuff go? You know, I come back to play this game and I have absolutely nothing. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good compromise. I'm excited about that.
Okay. And let's see. There are community site changes coming. Now, let me say that last week I said that the forums weren't getting a revamp. I misread, and it was actually in regards to the community guidelines. So I apologize for spreading rumors. Now, what is actually going to be changed?
The forums are going to be upgraded. They're not being revamped, guys. They're being upgraded.
To a slightly new version.
Of V-Bulletin.
Woo!
So we're getting an upgrade, which... could mean good things. I mean, I don't know how far, you know, what version we're on now, but it just says it's going to be an upgraded to a slightly newer version of V-Bulletin. Changes will include forum styling will be updated. There'll be a new forum homepage. Reputation system will be discontinued. The forum performance will be improved. The forum layout and number of forums will be streamlined to reduce the number of forums and subforums. And the bug reporting system is being revamped. The lore book is going away. They're completely getting rid of the lore book. Official guides will be located to the LOTRO.com website. And if you have created a guide that you wish to save, go and copy it from the lore book in the next few days. Just copy it, you know, before they get rid of this thing. And they will be creating a new player-created guides form for you to put this in the future. My LOTRO is being changed the following ways. The player blogs functionality will be discontinued. We talked about this last week where you can go and export your files from the LOTRO blog and upload them to MyMiddleEarth.com if you want to.
Yeah.
but they're going to get rid of the blog functionality. They're investigating ways of bringing blogging to the player community site. But in the meantime, the existing player blogs can be exported for use at a later time. And exporting your blog will create an XML file. Blah, 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 blah. Characters and guild data will be discontinued. Please note this will also impact any systems that rely on character data, including PvMP leaderboards, character signatures, and API functionality. So anything from that. So I wonder what this means for, like,
well, first off, I want to throw
our LOTRO app.
The lore book, I think, is a little bit of a mistake.
I'm not done yet.
Well, okay, go ahead. Go.
You just wanted to talk about
the
lore book.
You were asking my opinion. I started in where I started.
I did not ask your opinion.
Go ahead.
The character copy tool is being revamped and migrated to LOTRO.com. The LOTRO referral system is being revamped and migrated to LOTRO.com. So they're not going away. They're just being moved off of the MyLOTRO system. The LOTRO lotteries will be receiving a refresh and a new widget that should make them easier to enter. So the lotteries are not going away. We're keeping the lotteries. Okay, Merrick, what are your thoughts about these changes?
The forums, I just hope it's better and it works better. I hope it doesn't log me out, being one of the small percentage that apparently gets logged out.
Yeah, I'm
all
one
the time.
Of those two that does it, that gets the log out, especially when, like, replying to something on the forums or I also have the problem where I may have to click a link on the forums a couple times just because it may just refresh the page instead of opening the page I asked it to. So hopefully an update to that fixes that kind of thing. Hopefully.
Modern Apparel says that it would be nice if it was more secure.
Well, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
I'd take that.
Yeah. but I, you know, two-factor is apparently not on the menu for what's some unknown reason.
Oh, you mean like a widget or like a, what do you call those dongle things?
Yeah, a dongle or an app, you know, for all the smartphones people have. Lore book, I guess this is okay. I little monkey. We have, I don't know. I still look up information there as far as like actual information on how skills work. I guess I will now rely on Lotro Wiki solely.
Well, the thing is just the point that I put in it is like, this is the kind of tool that we would love to have that if it was updated. Like so yeah, many things that we run into are just wrong, updated, old data, not there at all. If they can't maintain this with their own data, because this is their stuff, I don't know how it works. I don't know the connection issues or what causes the update to not be in sync. But if it doesn't work, it's not as useful to us as they think it is.
Yeah, I don't see how moving it to official guides, if it's not, if you can't upgrade in the lore book, I don't think moving it to a different section of the...
Well, the guides they're talking about are something different. I don't think it's the guides is not like... This is what the burglar's addle skill does, which is what we're going to lose, you know?
Right. But and that's the most important part. In fact, we're going to have a lot of broken links now.
Oh, okay.
Because we have guides that point to these things.
Oh, well. We didn't break them on purpose.
No.
Now y'all know. But, yeah, that kind of stuff, I guess I long for, like, them to give us or somebody an API to allow us to dig that information out and make a wowhead type thing on our own, you know?
Yeah.
If they can't do it, give us a way. We've got really smart coders on this side of the fence. Maybe we can take care of it instead. If your lore book just can't handle it for whatever reason. I don't know how it works, but I'm just saying that I think this is a great resource. I think that it could have been fantastic, but since it's not meeting its like purpose fully.
So let me say, Fredalus says that it's possible to reverse engineer most of the data out of the DAT files, which it is, but it is of questionable legality, as he also points out. However, we've seen a lot of people, and I, coming from WoW, where WoWhead and other places, they would do that. It was almost a service that they did for Blizzard by doing this, I think, because then people just knew the information and they didn't have to bother Lotro all the time or guess or things like that. And I think that there's a benefit to it. I actually, and maybe, you know, game creators will disagree for whatever reasons, but I personally think that there is a benefit to having that information be known.
I completely agree. I think that it, like I said, I think that if the lore book worked the way that it was intended, I would be much more upset about it going away. But as a lot of it is wrong or, you know, other than like the base information, and even some of that might be not be so good, but, you know, the base information of this is what a minstrel is probably correct. But especially, I would love to look at store items. Yeah. In the lore book.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
You know, so I think that it's incomplete. And if they can't go all the way, that it's probably better it goes away.
As far as my Lotro goes, this might come as a surprise. I hope they kill it and they never bring it back. And I hope that...
You mean like the blogs?
The blogs. I hope they kill them and they never bring it back because it's not of any benefit. And I think that My Middle Earth does it better. And I think it's just not something that they need to spend their time doing. There's so much more about the website and forums and lore book and other things that could be improved upon. I don't think that blogging is something that they need to implement. I think that they could just forget about it. As far as the character and guild data, I don't know why that's going away. That seems something that's actually fairly useful.
Do you look at your character data ever? I'm like, I can see like
no, but there's people who
PBMP
do it the
people being upset about the leaderboards going
character
away.
Character signatures. I think that that's kind of odd because it's a nice thing, and the API functionality from data.lotro.com. Man, come on, really? Seriously? I don't know. It seems like they're closing the gates. And you know what? Don't even bother bringing back my Lotro.
He means the blogs.
The blogs. I don't think that that... I think the data and the things like that is what people are more interested in.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the more
and
useful stuff.
I don't know anything about anything. I'm a technical stupid head about this, so I'm not being like, it seems like it should be so easy. But it seems like it shouldn't be that difficult for them to have a copy that's public facing, you know, update it once a week, maybe.
I don't know.
Something. Anyway, I know that they had a lot of problems with the character data, especially with like the EU import over. I don't know if it was everybody, but it seems like I heard a lot of people saying my character's just not there or my kinship's just not there.
Yeah, that's possible. If it's too much of a burden, definitely get rid of it. I mean, I can understand that, but as far as importance go, I really don't think that having a blogging platform is that important when there's so many other blogging platforms, especially by MiddleEarth.com, where you can set one up for free.
No, I agree. But do you think they should do something like was it Rift that you could like tweet from in game?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Although I heard that got kind of spammy after a while.
Okay.
Well, because like it would tweet your achievements and things like that.
But you can
that.
Turn that off.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be bad. More social integration wouldn't be bad. But again, if they opened up, I would rather them see open up data and open up, you know, of course, plugins and things like that. I don't know. It seems like, you know, the gates are closing. Whatever.
The gates are closing, period.
You know, if this gets them to make the forums better and then they can kind of branch out from there, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I'm really not upset with the changes. I'm actually pretty excited about the changes. I think that they will be good. I think that they will, I can get the site to load faster and keep me logged in, I will be a much happier camper.
Okay. All right. In the 2013, Lotro Player Council members have been announced.
That's right. So last month we talked about how there was open applications for a player council, which is a team that Turbine's pulling together of players that will have a special NDA type access. They get kinds of perks. They get to see alpha information before, or even I think even pre-alpha information and that sort of stuff. And on Friday, they announced the players. I think it was Friday, wasn't it? Yes, they announced all the players that have been named. Now, we know their character names, their server, and their country of origin. And this is on purpose. You're not going to get any more information about them. But the reason that we get that information is we know on our server who represents and who, you know, we can kind of talk to about ideas. Now, they cannot divulge what happens on the council. They're on an NDA, so don't ask them, because you will kick them off the council by doing so. But you can, like, if you have a legitimate something that's bugging you, you have somebody who you can go and talk to directly, and it's their job to listen because they volunteered for this. They asked to be on this council. So that's, when I counted it on Friday, there were 70 names, but I think that they said that they were still waiting on a couple few or... So that may not be the 70 may not be the complete list is what I'm saying. I think they were still waiting on a couple more. I will say that Sapience said that there was a happy coincidence that everybody, every server had someone identified as a player council member, that there was not like by design. That was just kind of like it happened when they started picking the people. So
are you kind of surprised that they announced the player names or the character names or whatever?
The character names, yeah.
I was kind of surprised that they did that.
We knew that was going to happen from the beginning.
Yeah, but I don't know. Now that I see it, I'm like, well, these just became some of the most popular people in the game.
Well, yeah, but they signed up for this. They signed up to be our voice to Turbine. And it's kind of like, you know, writing your congressman kind of a thing. where you can say, I need you to tell the president this. I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, congratulations. I definitely recognize some people.
Yeah, I hopefully, you know, don't grief these people, guys, okay? They volunteered for this. They, you know, they should be treated with respect. You should, if they say, you know, I've got stuff to do or I'm logged into play, give them their space. Send them an in-game email instead of, like, interrupting their playtime is a thought.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying be respectful.
Yeah, definitely. There will also be scheduled server downtime 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern on Monday, April 29th. Did they say why?
I think they did, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I think that there was a post talking about how they're cleaning up more of the login issues. They're adding festival rewards to the anniversary festival. And I think there was a hot fix to something.
Yeah, it says there will be patch notes available during the downtime, and there will be updates to the game.
Right. So cool.
Also, during in Developer Bytes, the anniversary festival will be extended by 1 week, and they're adding new rewards.
Right, so that's what part of the downtime, anyways, they're adding new rewards. But we do have a blue post saying that they will be extending the anniversary festival by 1 week. So it's supposed to end on the 30th, I believe. So that means it'll end on the 7th. Although they just said 1 week. Just so you know. Store news.
Okay. You're going to do store news. I'm going to get somebody some food.
Okay. She's starving to death.
Yes, because we don't feed her. I will let her out of her cage.
I saw her eat an entire quesadilla. And then some ice cream. She's growing again. That hobbit.
Sorry.
Okay, store news this week. The free sample of the week is a 100% Mark acquisition. You can use coupon code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, to get one for free. This just increases the amount of marks you earn, particularly in a skirmish is probably when you want to use this because it's when you're going to earn the most marks. I got a new phone today and I don't know how to silence it. I'm sorry. We have to get an app for that. I don't know how to use it. I'm confused. The Steed of Daggerlad is almost out the door, folks. This is the last call on the Steed of Daggerlad for this run. It closes on Tuesday, April 30th. It's going to be its last day in the Lotro store. So if you were kind of hoping for something between now and then, this is the last call. We don't know when we'll see it again. I'm sure we probably will see it again, but I have no anticipation guesses of when we'll see it again. Weekly sale this week. Monster classes are on sale. They are 20% off. They are free for VIP, so if you are a VIP, you do not have to buy these. But everyone else, they get the Reaver for free and have to buy the others.
Reaver.
So these are monster classes, and if you do this, you could totally join the MUDs on Landerville for MUD time. That's how it works. Monster traits are also on sale for 20% off this week. These get a thumbs up because I don't know what they are. But I know that ranking a monster is difficult, and this is a shortcut to getting your rank stuff.
Right, which is exactly why you want it.
Monster skills are also on sale for 20% off, and you want those for the same reason.
Yeah, if you want to, actually, Through the Palantir has been talking about, has been doing some of their roundtables for the creeps, and this is one of the things that we discuss sometimes when I've been on there, what might be things that you want to buy as a newbie, because I am a newbie.
Yep. I'm a complete newbie, too, and I've been pretty active, like at least once a week in PvP.
Very good.
Awesome. Yeah, milestone skills are 20% off this week. What this is you can buy, I don't know how many you can buy total anymore. I think they upped them. But the thing that's important here is that they share a cooldown with your existing milestone. So buying extra milestone skills isn't giving you extra hops.
It's just giving you more
extra
options.
Locations for when your hop is cooled down. Does that make sense? So Typically, I hear that folks have at least two, one for where they're leveling and one for where they're crafting or where they're RPing or where they're playing mostly. So it's something you can think about. And also, the Hurried Traveler is 20% off this week. What this is it cuts the cooldown of your milestone skill in half. So instead of an hour, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, which I think is actually...
And that's account wide, isn't it? Or is it not?
No, it's per character.
That's poop.
It is poop. That is the only thing that's poop about it, though. And it's I gotta say, though, it is a nice little trait to have, but it is per character. It's nice, though. I admit it. 30 minutes instead of an hour is a big deal. But you want to make sure it's on a character that may not need it, like hunters and wardens, since they have travel skills.
Right.
And probably don't need that.
Probably not as exciting.
Guardian needs it.
Minstrel needs it. Or my burglar doesn't need it, but that's, well, she might need it now because my captain has twins.
Yeah.
Okay, on to CSTM news.
All right. I wrote another article. I know. You guys can die of a heart attack.
We're all dying.
Help the Hobbit, Alcoholism, where I talk about kind of delving back into alcoholism. I've had some thoughts about what to do and how to play, but I wanted some advice on how you guys keep it fresh because one of the things that burnt me out was doing the same thing over and over and over again, and that was kind of my fault.
Eat your food, babe.
All right, so I have a, you know, I listed out my characters, what they do, and kind of where they are at, and you know, sought out some advice, and I want to thank you all. I got a lot of responses, and I really appreciate that.
Are you gonna try something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going through the options. I got a lot of options, and I really, really appreciate it. I like to see the alcoholics coming out and representing.
Representing.
All right. Yeah. I didn't say it was cool.
I didn't say it was uncool.
It's pretty uncool.
Okay.
All right. You also had one about how to export your MyLotro blog.
Yeah. So I just did a quick little how-to. If you have stuff on your MyLotro blog that you want to keep, I gave a little how-to of where you need to go to export it into an XML file format. And I gave a couple suggestions of where you can import it to as well, if you want to. So this is only important for someone who has stuff on their MyLotro blogs that they want to keep because they're going away. So if you want to keep it, this is how you do it.
Yeah, it's a good... I think it's very nice of you to do this. So yeah. Thank you.
It wasn't difficult to find, but if you aren't... You know, some people just aren't familiar. I'm a little more into the WordPress world than maybe some people, so I thought it might help. So.
Well, yeah, it's something we had to do before.
Right. I've moved servers.
Yeah. Thank you. I forget who it was.
Old server, guys.
Host monster.
Yes. Okay. We also this week had a brand new Little Kate's Creatures, episode 5, Bound Beaters, where she's talking, she's like in the old forest, and she's also at the, like, over the Brandywine Bridge, and looking, I think she was, where was she? Where those bats were.
Over the that had
Bunchford
to be the
third area and scary and up there. So
where's she? Because this looks like, all right, yeah. No, you're right. You're totally right.
Mm-hmm. So her posts are adorable and make you want to
these.
Just go and just explore. So I highly recommend you read Lily Kate's Creatures episode 5 this week. And I'm scared that this post, I should have postponed it, got lost because it came out like right after the expansion was announced. So I don't know if anybody looked at it, but it's a very funny, it's a brand new story from Merrick of Nimrodel, not Merrick of Landreville, who I'm sitting next to. But Merrick of Nimrodel wrote us a new story, and it's funny, guys. It's a story of an elf from like a very Like, he's a very irresponsible elf. He's always talking about, like, nothing happens here. It's totally lame. It's funny. He sent it to me, and I'm like, oh, thanks. And then I, like, was getting ready to post it for him. I'm like, this is hilarious. So I feel like I did him a disservice by not postponing it after the expansion announcement. I'm very sorry. But I'm telling you now, you should go check it out.
Sorry, I'm looking at it. It's actually very funny. I gotta look at this. All right. Also, Andang posted a video of an update 11 Wildermore overview.
This was a very good video. Thank you, Andang. So he goes through the zone. You get to kind of see it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but like months back, didn't somebody send us a video of like a secret winter wonderland they found? It looked a lot like this.
Yes, they did.
I seem to remember that anyway. Anyway, Andang walks around the new zone. He shows you a couple mobs, shows you some of the fancy stuff on there. He shows you the Mounted Combat yellow trait tree. I think he's on a champion, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, he is.
And he shows you the Hobbit presence, and he shows you the alert panel that's changed. And this is all subject to change because it's on Bull Roarer. This is not live stuff. This is beta stuff. But it's worth a look. I think it was a very good video.
I did too. It's very nice. Very well done. Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff on his channel. So when you check this out, make sure that you might want to subscribe.
Subscribe. That's the end of his video.
Okay. Yeah, it's catchy. We were
singing it over and over.
We were like, what is that? And then like 10 minutes later, we're both going, BB and B and Dang.
Subscribe. Anyway.
We totally were. We still do it.
We're
it's catchy.
Like we're nerds like that. The weekly poll that I just put up like 30 minutes ago because I forgot all about it. The poll this week is brought to us by... Oh, he gave me a pronunciation guide, but I didn't put it in this post, so I'm going to murder it anyway. Mal Hiraville, an 85 Minstrel of Arkansas server, the Swifty and Hamo kinship, and he's asking your opinions of Mounted Combat and its future. So do you love it and you want to see a whole bunch more of it? Do you like it and you wouldn't mind a little bit more of it? Do you absolutely hate its guts? This is the kind of stuff that this poll is asking you. If you're between sections, just pick one that you feel is closest and leave a comment expanding upon your choice. Because it really annoys me when you're like, my choice isn't here. Because I can't think of everybody's choice. I'm not in your brain, people. I'm just
I like that. I'm not in your brain.
Anyway, so on to raise your glass.
Yeah.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. This is a totally awesome letter. And I'm going to have you read it while I show the picture.
Okay. So this comes from Amberlil. I'm sure I said that wrong, but that's kind of my thing, people. I was told to submit this picture of our wedding cake, just married on the 25th of March. It's Lotro Bay since my husband and I met in the game a few years past. Enjoy. She's a Hobbit minstrel. Isabella is her name. So their wedding cake is Smaug.
Yeah, basically.
And it's awesome. Oh, no, it's a Balrog.
A Balrog. Sorry.
Duh. It's a like a Balrog with like a little... Is that supposed to be a wizard on top?
I think it's them on top. Let me see if I can.
Oh, that would make more sense. Like a bride and a groom?
Yeah, it's them because she's a minstrel and you can see her with her harp, I think. And he's a guardian.
Anyway, it's way cooler than our wedding cake.
Well, I don't know if this is the way... Was this actually the wedding cake or the groom's cake? Or was it...
No, they said this was our wedding cake.
No, you're right. It is the wedding
that
cake.
That is a quote. This is our wedding cake.
Because usually the groom's cake, if there is one, is kind of funky like this. So,
yeah, the groom's cake usually gets to be a little silly. Hold on. Krell asked what server, and I know she told me, but because I did ask, and I didn't put it in the post.
And at the bottom, it says, Baby Hobbit wants to know, you will now be known as Amberl wife.
Aww.
Is their wedding cake?
They got married, just like Cadence in Shining Armor. Okay, I don't know. I can't work my new phone, people, so I can't tell you what server they're from.
All right. So Ben writes, hey, American Golden Star, so I've got a problem. My dumb computer keeps crashing when I take my 85 guard into Rohan. It only seems to happen in that area. I've checked the forums and done a couple of things to try and fix it. Turning down player quality, turning off most particle effects and stuff like that has not, to no avail. Are there any other people who crash lots in Rohan? My computer isn't great, but it shouldn't be doing this. Any suggestions? Thanks for your time. Love the site, podcast, and you guys. Ben. So you wrote him back and told him that there is some memory issues with the way that Rohan works with, I think it was XP 32-bit?
Yeah, it was the older stuff.
I also wrote him and said if the fixes that you had did not work for him, that he should probably try reinstalling the game. It could be corrupt. It could be just corrupt images or DAT files or things like that.
Oh, that's causing the crash?
It's possible. I mean, at that point, I would say if he does have a 32-bit OS and he's experiencing those problems, I would definitely go with what you said first. And then if that doesn't work, I would say just uninstall, delete the folder under program files. Don't delete the ones in my documents and just reinstall. What's up?
Dad,
eat it. All right, I will eat your ice cream.
Dad.
If I must eat your fruit bar, I will do so.
That's what daddies are for.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, well, I have a link I can share of the fix. And if it works, you know, kind of let us know so we can share it out, kind of a thing. Okay.
My daughter is now telling me how to eat ice cream. Bite it. Now lick it. Now bite it.
You eating it wrong?
I don't know. Every time it changes. All right, so Joe writes, Dear Golden Star America, I listen to your CSDM podcast by going to the weekly episode show notes webpage and clicking on the play button at the end of the notes. For the longest time since I began listening, however, I've been having odd technical problems with a progress bar that opens up. Although there is text below the bar that indicates the alleged length of the show never actually ends at the specified time. Instead, the bar fills and fills as the show plays, but when it reaches the designated endpoint, it just keeps going. That's because we never stop. You two are literally
just keep talking forever.
Yeah, you two are literally exceeding the bar every week. Not that I mind the length. The same issue happens when the show is 45 minutes or 90 minutes long. The problem is that if I miss something and want to hear it again, I may end up having to go back 10 to 15 minutes in the conversation because that is where the progress bar ended. The problem I've been having is maybe related to another issue that I have when listening to the show, pausing. I listen at work, so I often have paused the show if I have to deliver something to one of my coworkers. When I click play to resume the show, it always pushes me back to 3 minutes earlier in the show. So if I pause during Town Crier, when I resume, I could be back at the intro. I told you we never end. We just keep going.
It's a never-ending cycle.
The pausing issue happens anytime during the podcast, whether progress bar is filled yet or not. We are still using IE8 at work, so I don't know if that's the issue or if this happens to everyone. I don't have the same issue with podcasts that appear to be on a similar progress bar. The show is good enough that I've been muddling through the timing issues for over a year. I wasn't sure if they had brought to your attention, however, or if I'm the only one, so I thought I would finally speak up. It's not a really huge issue, just a quality of life thing. Thanks for being so receptive to feedback, Joe.
So basically, I don't know, Joe. I'm sorry. I did look. We are running the latest version of PodPress. It's the app, what do they call them? Plugin,
yeah.
On WordPress that we use. We are using the most recent version. I went to their forums looking to see if anybody else had a problem and a fix. Nobody else was mentioning it. I am completely stumped. I don't know if it's a browser issue. I don't know if... I just don't know. I would fix it for you if I knew how.
One thing I suggested, and Joe, I don't know if you have the ability to do so. if you're listening through the browser and you do not mind this alternative, you can browse to Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher.
And subscribe to us there. Mm-hmm. And this would probably resolve most of your problems. If
as long as it's not like blocked at work.
Yeah, as long as it's not blocked at work. That would be my suggestion. It will resume. It'll know where you resume if you pause or stop. It has our entire feed. And you can also listen to other LOTRO related podcasts in there. I know that LOTRO Reporter's in there as well.
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
That would just be my suggestion. If you don't like that idea, send me an email and we'll see what we can figure out.
Going back to Amaral's wedding cake, awesome. I did find the email finally. They are from Meneldor. He plays a human guardian. We met through his brother, who I met through another friend. Me being a minstrel and he a guardian, we fit perfectly. So
it's adorable. I love adorable stories.
Anyway, congratulations on your wedding, by the way. And I'm sorry, Joe. That condenses. And good luck, Ben. There, I condensed everybody's emails this week.
Yeah. All right, and player achievements, Fredalus says. This week, Fredalus opened more than 10,000 silver and gold hobbit presents on Boror in an attempt to understand the document system. And he's in there. He's in our chat room right now. So, Fredalus, did you actually understand and document the system? He also mentions, you should see the muscles on my clicking finger now. I don't think he said it like that, though.
He's got one huge muscular finger.
Yeah, apparently it can flick a computer monitor across the room now.
He's like, ba-ding!
And he has a great forum post with the data so far. Sir, I will find that and we will link it in our show notes.
Kazan writes, on Landerville, my warden Elric is continuing Tybolt dailies and is kindred with all of Rohan and is doing the envelope anniversary quests. Ragmar the Berg got the Warsteed appearance. He's the first one on Landerville of mine to get it. The rest are doing the daily envelope quests and some so far have gotten the fireworks steed. Not from the envelope quests. I think those are unrelated. Okay, on Alendelmere, I now have 9 level 85s. Anyone who doesn't have the Warsteed appearance is doing the daily for that. So far, 4 of mine there have it. Elric White Wolf, I think that's right, is up to level 65 now. And Thursday night, my level 85 guardian, Tolkien, was the first of mine to successfully complete North Carton Farm, thanks to Ender and Mishscott in my kin, the Pathfinders. Woot! Happy hunting, everyone.
Emma says, finally got my Lady Dwarf guard, Asbarak, Little Bottom, I love that last name, of Eldar, to 85, having took advantage of the XP bonus weekend. In the Khazad guard, Azagan the RK, Hain the champ, and Thlumpy the tank, jumped to 46, smacked around a load of Angmarion, took on the Goblin Kings, danced on the Bloodwing's grave, and started the class quests. Sibelia, the little hobbit hunter, found a Warsteed cosmetic and a TARDIS envelope. TARDIS envelope. The doctor was there, which is kind of frustrating because I'll have to put on...
Because it was bigger on the inside.
That's right.
A Warsteed appearance.
Very cool. Clever. Because I'll have to put 40 levels to see what it looks like. And that whole time-space continuum thing.
Kirillin of Rohan writes, last night I made it to level 85. This is the first time I've ever reached max level with a character in an MMO. Many thanks to everyone in the Lonely Mountain Band who helped me make it to the top. Congrats.
All right. In reviews, we'd like to thank Broader Salsa for not only giving us a review, but for being spicy.
For being spicy. Yeah. And he did it on the Denmark iTunes and told me about it. So thank you, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have known. So you can leave us an iTunes review as well. And if you do it on the non-US store, please let me know about it, because I have no notification that there's a post there. So just let me know. He just sent me a tweet, I believe. So that's all you need to do. Okay. No donations this week. We're done.
Okay. So how can people contact us if they'd like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam. I am posting all those places, people. All those places. And it's all me. Sometimes it's Merrick. but it's usually
yeah, it's
not.
Usually not.
I just some people think that they're always talking to Merrick for some reason. They just assume I don't know that it's Merrick that they're talking to, and I'm kind of like, I'm a girl.
I think on the internet you should always assume it's a dude. Just to be safe.
He does. I mean, you did post about Injustice this week. That was Merrick. That was done.
Yeah, that was me. That totally was me. Like,
all the posts.
Spontaneous dude post.
The posts about Tomb Raider, that was me, though.
Yeah.
You can listen to us. Oh, you can leave us a review on iTunes, but I already talked about that, so why rehash it? You all know where iTunes is, right? So you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern right here on our website, casualstrolltomordor.com/live is where you can find it in our chat stuff.
Yeah, what she said.
We're done. You want to say goodnight, babe Hobbit?
Night.
I love you. Okay, right. We're going to take a little baby Hobbit to bed.
All right, so goodnight, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and downloading the podcast, streaming, whatever it is that you do. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.